Emmanuel, God with us, welcome you in this place, in the midst of us. Open our hearts and minds to your wisdom. Help us to touch your unconditional love, and help us to welcome your words into our lives. Amen. Although some of you missed the Christmas Eve family service last year because of the traditional celebration of your family gathering or some other family reasons, we were able to have a service with a Christmas pageant, grace-free and success-free, thanks to the intentional participation of young families. We have Jamie and Jeremiah, Jordana, and other young families, and also choir members. Thank you for choir members. And also wonderful other actors and our amazing costume maker, Kathy. So we had a wonderful, wonderful, amazing Christmas Eve service. Reverend Maggie and I discussed how much of the stories of Christmas in Matthew and Luke we wanted to cover in a pageant. And we decided to include until the end of Matthew chapter 2, which is the story of today. Honestly, I had a hesitation to conclude the Christmas pageant with such tough story. The Holy Family becoming a refugee right after the birth of Jesus. And innocent babies and infants are killed in Bethlehem, are killed by King Herod. However, I also thought if we miss this story, we may miss the intention of the gospel writer of Matthew. In Matthew chapter 1 and 2, Jesus' father Joseph is a dreamer, a kind of dreamer, as same as the Joseph in Genesis. In Matthew chapter 1, his dreamer kind of full of wonder. However, the dreams in chapter 2, it's almost, we can say, nightmare. Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. King Herod is looking for your baby and tries to kill him. Imagine what's happening there. Mary is exhausted after bearing baby Jesus. And the baby is crying, you know, feeling fear and insecurity. However, Joseph has to pack up whatever he can bring quickly and leave for Egypt as soon as possible to protect the exhausted mother and just born baby. Such a tough and scary trip, isn't it? Nothing about the life in Egypt is written here. But Joseph has the third dream a few years later. The angel says, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who are seeking the child's life are dead." So Joseph packs up and takes Mary and Jesus to Israel. But he finds that Judea is not safe and has to go farther north to Galilee to be settled. In simple words, today's story tells us that Jesus started his childhood in such an insecure, fearful, and uncertain condition as a refugee. This may remind you of millions of refugee people in Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and other places in the world. We don't know the entire picture of refugees in the Middle East, and the broadcast tells us of unbelievably horrible, horrible stories that are happening there. It may leave us feeling depressed or frustrated or sad. However, I wish to see and believe that something hopeful, something beautiful is also happening even in a refugee camp. Not because I have to preach something hopeful to you, but because I believe that God exists and is working in the midst of chaos in the world. Since the end of August last year, when one of my daughter Anna received a diagnosis, I spent much time for her and much time for myself and much time for learning. Learning sessions and going to family support groups. I have been grateful for you, grateful for your kindness, understanding, and love and compassion to give me enough time to do so. Honestly, I had been in a confusion and uncertainty for a long time. I knew the most important thing is embrace Anna with my love and compassion. But I didn't know how to show my love. How can I react? How can I say to her? It's really tough for me. Many friends told me to look after myself, otherwise I cannot help her. So I went to the dike quite often to have the time of meditation, or walking or running for my strength. But it didn't work necessarily. Many times I lost myself and I lost God working inside of me. I'm still in sort of anxiety and uncertainty now, but I can say at least I'm well enough. I'm well enough to cope with this uncertainty. I'm ready to accept this uncertainty. Thanks to the interactions and words of wisdom at the family support groups, I learned from some parents, people can grow wise through the most difficult time. The hard and toughest experiences, people can grow wise. One mother said, "I worked very hard and tried to guide my son to what is good for him, but one day I found that it was a terrible mistake. The most important thing is to listen to what he feels, what he thinks, and to give him freedom." Another mother said, "This is not something to get through, but something to cope with and something to embrace." Through their stories and dialogue, I found that as long as I expect my daughter to get back to the normal condition, which means who she was before, I can't see and find God. Only when I accept her and her condition just as it is, I may see God working with us, within us, even in the very tough, chaotic moment. One of the lectional readings of New Year's Day is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 to 13. And I share the beautiful picture book. "For everything, there is a season." These words of Ecclesiastes seem to show us our freedom and also our limitation, what we can control and what we cannot control as human beings. The writer of Ecclesiastes says, "God has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds, yet they can't find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live." I don't think this encourages us to be an Epicurean or to seek just pleasure and fun. Rather than that, I think it encourages us to live fully in now, and to taste everything given to us completely as gifts of God. As Ecclesiastes says, there is good time and bad time. in our lives. We shall have time to laugh and time to weep, and also have time to be happy and joyful, and also time to be sad and very anxious. We can't control much of them. Even so, let us live fully in each moment and taste it completely, so that we shall see God is being and working, even in our confusion and chaotic moment. And it may be possible for us to taste bitterness as the sweetest honey. May God help us to be and to do like that. Amen.